This first thing that people are always engaged in some kind of industry or project to benefit themselves or others. Everyone has some duty to do in life. And there are many, many good causes. Everywhere you look, there are good causes. But according to the Bhagavad Gita, there is only one great cause. Because all the good causes only really address our temporary life. We're here today and we'll be gone any day. We don't know when. We can drop off at any second. And a great poet from Bengal once said that we're just like a drop of water that stays on the lotus leaf. Lotus leaf is very waxy. It never actually absorbs any water. And with the slightest tilt, the drop can run off. So he said, Kamala Dala Jala Jivanantala Mama. It means that our life is like that drop. It's resting on the leaf, and at any moment it can slide off. We don't know when. But it's amazing phenomena in this world, and that is that I think that I'll live forever. Or if I think I'll die, then maybe it's in a million years. Even though if I see people dying all around me. So according to the Bhagavad Gita, the real purpose of human life, it's an opportunity. Just like a bird who's lived in a cage for many, many years, and then someone opens the door, unlocks it, and says, now you can go free. That's human life. It's an opportunity that you can go free. Thank you. And that's the really great cause, to take the opportunity to go free. And also to assist others. If we have some understanding of how valuable human life is, it's not meant to be wasted. In fact, those who are advanced spiritually, they won't waste even 1 second because they realize it's precious. You can't buy back 1 second even with millions and millions of dollars. So when we have this mood of appreciating that we've been given a gift, first of all, the human body is a gift because we have capacity of consciousness that's not available in other forms of life. And we have some independence. Not complete independence, but we have some freedom. And that means an opportunity. It's the greatest gift to have freedom. And using that to elevate ourselves spiritually, rather than keep the status quo, meaning beavers and squirrels and other bears and animals, they work hard and they do some little task. They keep a house and they get some food and they have some kids and so forth. But humans can do much, much more than that. They can actually rise above the material conception of life and come to understand that this entire world is not our home. It's a temporary place. So someone who's feeling this, that I've been given the greatest opportunity and the greatest gift, is very likely to give it to others. Because when you get a great gift, if someone, for instance, suddenly gave you, just in a mundane example, so say you won the lottery and you won $1 billion, you'd be likely to tell somebody. Because you'd feel some kind of, well, maybe not you, because you're not interested in such things necessarily, but you know, if you have some big windfall, there's a way in which you may feel like you want to express it, you want to share it with other people, whatever you have. Joy wants to share itself. Happiness wants to share itself. That's its nature. It expands. It goes outwards. So spiritual joy is far different from just getting some material attainment. It's understanding, actually, I'm much more than this temporary body and mind. My destiny is huge. It has nothing to do with whatever I can attain in this life. So in that mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who has started the Hare Krishna movement 500 years ago, came and distributed everywhere the, a simple process that's universal, that anyone could take to, and using their freedom in human life, elevate themselves to spiritual consciousness. And it doesn't, to distribute it, doesn't require that one is extremely expert. Thank you. It only requires that you have this appreciation and that you see that you've been given a great gift and then you feel you want to distribute it. And when you have that, then the language that you use or the way that you are able to distribute it is far less important than your enthusiasm to do so. And I'll give you an example. Right here in Los Angeles, around 1970, there was a newlywed couple who had just joined the Hare Krishna movement. Names were Sudama and Chintamani. And the founder of the Hare Krishna movement here in the Western world, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, was staying here. He used to stay here a lot to write his books. And so he asked them to come up and see him in his room. And Sudama and Chintamani came up and visited him. And he said, you should go to Japan and teach about Krishna consciousness. And they said, but we're Americans. We don't speak Japanese. And then Prabhupada said, if your house is burning down and you don't know the local language, will you be able to get the message across that you need help? And they said, yes, we understand. We'll go to Japan. So as it turned out, they went to Japan with no real connections there, not knowing the language or the culture. And back then, Japan was a lot more isolated. The difference between Japanese and American culture was far greater. Things have opened up quite a bit since then. And they were very successful. And as it turned out, Sudama learned Japanese very quickly. Even today, I go there a couple times a year, and the devotees still remember him as being that it was a miracle practically that he learned Japanese so quickly. They said he was probably Japanese in his last life. And they were able to inspire many local Japanese people to take to Krishna consciousness with, at least for the first year, not being able to speak any Japanese at all. So this kind of spiritual enthusiasm, sharing something, a vision that you have, an appreciation that you have for a gift that you've been given, is important in a couple ways. One way is that whatever you give expands. When you give gifts to others, you grow. You give away what you have. It actually becomes more meaningful than when you try to keep it. But with Krishna consciousness, there's spiritual mathematics involved. If you give away some of your money materially, then you have less. But in spiritual life, the more you give it away, what you have, the more it increases. The more the supply grows. So this kind of activity that we engage in, that is coming together to chant about Krishna, which is a purely transcendental activity. It's something that's been done for millennia by great liberated persons, yogis, who are on the topmost platform. They chant this vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra. And then also sharing it, because some just stay in seclusion like in a cave and they'll just chant because they're enjoying it so much. But others, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, are even in a higher position. They chant, but they also go out and they distribute it to other people. Like today we went out and we ran around to many different places. One place we went to Little Saigon and we walked around to a lot of the little shops. And we just met people. We gave them books in Vietnamese. And then also we went some door to door. We met people. And they're in there watching TV or whatever they're doing. They just open the door and then it's surprise. And they get suddenly introduced to Krishna consciousness through a book, and we teach them the mantra, we give them prasadam and so forth. And this is a miraculous change in their life. From status quo, business as usual, to all of a sudden now they have a huge opportunity. Knowledge is opportunity, and spiritual knowledge gives the greatest opportunity. So this is the mission of Krishna consciousness, very simple, to chant this vibration until we can actually resonate with it and appreciate it in a very deep way, and our spiritual knowledge and our what we call the creeper of devotional service, it starts as a seed and then it grows and grows. It gets watered by the chanting process, and it can grow outside this universe and go to the spiritual world even while we live in this world in these bodies. This is the metaphor given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that this chanting is like water for this spiritual seed. It sprouts, it grows, so you can have dual citizenship. Living in this world at the same time being in the spiritual world. This all can be accomplished by chanting Hare Krishna, no matter what position you're starting from now. It's not restricted to any kind of culture or any status in life. Everyone's eligible, even animals, actually. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, we're able to become spiritually perfected by hearing the mantra. Nowadays, we give it to animals as much as possible. We haven't seen those results exactly. But for human beings, we definitely see all over the world. In every culture, every place we go, those human beings who take to this process of chanting, they systematically develop spiritual qualities like tolerance, mercy, compassion, patience, and many other things that may seem intangible but what are actually the basis of advanced human life, advanced spiritual life. It comes from chanting these mantras. So let's chant a little bit, and then I want to talk in a practical way about an idea we've had for some time since the first time that I met Gunita here and we started distributing books. We had a conversation on the way to Sankirtan one day about how it would be a very beneficial project to get together all the Russian-speaking devotees and form our own team and then get Russian books in mass quantity here and set up a program with the goal to get those books out to all the Russian-speaking people in the Los Angeles area. What do you think?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So we're going to need to chant on that for a minute. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna
Yeah.
for the purpose of going out to give other people this gift of Krishna consciousness. And in our experience in the last several years, we find that when there's teamwork with a lot of devotees each doing a little, that we can build a sustainable program because no one gets overburdened. And it's natural also for people to do a little bit. Some people do more, some people do less, but it's a better idea to have manage our expectations and expect everyone to do a little bit, because that's what everyone has time for. And if we have a team where everyone can do just a little bit, and then you concentrate on efficiency through organization, and also attracting people to join your team by developing an atmosphere that is fun, that it'll be very successful. So here in Los Angeles, how many Russian-speaking people do you think there are?
Millions.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Most likely.
Wow. Well, it's a bigger opportunity than I thought. So millions of people, and do you suppose they congregate in certain areas, generally? There's ways of identifying certain places where... Like today, we were in Little Saigon, and as soon as we start getting close, we see that there are signs written in Vietnamese. Are there any Russian signs around? That's a sure sign that there's a large concentration. So, one thing is that if we have the right tools and a goal of going out together a certain number of times, like maybe once a month, and we make it simple and easy, and we start off in such a way that we can just experience what it's like to go out and meet people and give them an opportunity. And we start with the bar very low. We don't expect anything grandiose, but just simple. And the whole goal is just to see that we can come together and get all out, go out together. Troop movement is the most difficult part of this Sankirtan experience. That is getting people organized and getting them from one point to the next point, moving them. And that can be perfected with practice. It takes a little organization. But once we go out and we would go around to areas where there are Russian-speaking people, and there's a number of things that we can do to give them gifts, which would be to distribute books. We can distribute prasadam. We can do it personally by meeting people door-to-door or at their places of work. Or on the street areas, we can set up a table and have kirtan, like we had here. Really attractive kirtan and maybe a table where people can come over and see what books we have in Russian and so forth. And we can also do what we call smart boxes, which are these little stands we've set up so you can place them in shops and people can take the books and then put the money in the box. And we just come around once a month and refill them and take the money. And then they fill up again with money. And then we take away the books. And so that's called smart box. And that works really nicely. And those are some things that we can do. So I'd just like to get a little feedback from all of you, what you're thinking so far about some of the things that I've said. And just after that, I propose that we make a list, like a bare-bones strategy, a very simple strategy that we can write down, and then also a list of things that we have to do starting from today in order to see this dream come true. Okay, now I'd like to hear from you. As an example, have you talked about this already in the way that I'm talking about it? Is this brand new to you, what I'm mentioning?
When I was living in my apartment, like roommate, like one year, I
sure, like 6 months ago, about distributing the books and prasadam, I was talking to Tashin also, maybe to take some prasadam and go to Plummet Park, maybe once 2 weeks or some
Plummet Park is a Russian center.
Oh, yes, nice. It's an everyday concentration of a lot of Russian people. They spend a lot of time, most of them in the older stages. But during Saturday and Sunday, more young people with child come there. Yes. Yes.
И что у хозяина 2 человека, а там стояли возле столика постоянно, каждую субботу или каждое воскресенье, чтобы люди знали, что постоянно будет. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, she wants to say that ostensibly, like every Saturday, Sunday, somebody next to the table, so they will know that each Sunday there is a person and they can ask and help yourself with the prasadam and everything.
I see. That's something you've talked about.
Yeah.
Good. What a great idea.
All people on the street, sometimes you don't know, they don't have any idea about something because it's new.
Sure.
But she already wrote her son and daughter, and Yasha Dutra was totally in on the Russian side.
Sankirtan is it's a universal principle because it really means, well, it means Samyak Kirtan. This is the word Sankirtan. So Samyak means complete. And kirtan means to glorify, to spread someone's fame. So it's natural to talk about those people that you're fond of. So we happen to be fond of Krishna, and we center our lives around Krishna because he's the soul of our soul. He's the source of everything. So kirtan is a natural thing. Everyone's already doing it anyway, but in just different ways. Like if you go to Graceland. And where is that? In Tennessee? Where is Elvis Presley from? Nashville. He's from Nashville. So that was you all know Elvis, right?
Yeah.
So people go on pilgrimage to Elvis Presley's house, and they get an Elvis hat, and they get did he wear a hat? They get Elvis something, an Elvis belt, and an Elvis poster, and then they talk about Elvis, and they play Elvis records and things like that. That's a kind of kirtan. I mean, they're centering their life around this certain vibration. And everyone's doing it to one degree or another. That's why people go out and then they'll drive up and down and play the music or whatever. You know, everyone's doing it some way or another. It's the same thing. It's a universal principle. Only this is focused on Krishna. Because Krishna is the divine source of all those other things. It all comes from Krishna. So it's like watering the roots. So it's a natural thing. It's no different from what we do in everyday life. No drastic change. It's just add Krishna, and then you have bliss instead of disappointment. And so it's quite natural to do this. And when you do it, and you distribute books, and you give out the holy names and prasadam, you get instant feedback. And you see how relevant it actually is. Even if you don't know much about Krishna consciousness, or even if you do, but you haven't fully realized it yet, when you go out and you give it to other people, you see it reflected back to you all the time, that people naturally become enthusiastic about chanting the holy name of Krishna. Like all the time we meet people who they just hear the Maha Mantra chanted and it gets in their head and they come back and they'll say, what was that? It really did something to me. What is it about that song? And we also have people who read the book and then they become completely enraptured in it and they'll come looking and say, this changed my life. I'm different now. I haven't been the same ever since I heard this information. And it's important to see that constantly because then we remember that we're on a very vital path. We're on a path that is extremely dynamic. It's one thing can happen on a spiritual path. Over some time, you can do it by habit. Lots of people are involved in some spiritual process or religion, and they just do it by momentum. They forget what it actually is or where it came from. But when you do Sankirtan, you actually see the very essence of it every day. It's very important to do that, so you get enlightened from it. So, some of you have done this before, and some of you, this is the first time you're hearing about this. And there are some areas in Los Angeles that would be really conducive for this. And any other comments? Before we make some strategy.
I also can place books in Russian bookstores.
You can place books in Russian bookstores. That's a good idea. Who's taking notes on this? Is somebody writing these things down? You have to capture all this because this is a rare opportunity that we're meeting together, and something really big is going to come out of this, I guarantee you. You're elected. And now in our organization, she's the new secretary. That's how easy this stuff is. Okay. Yes. Who had a question? Yes, yes.
Yeah, she was concerned that the Russian deli store, that she was also thinking to put some smart boxes, but it's so booked and like so, how to say, like so small and so booked that there is no even place to put it on. But we said we can put it outside, and also she mentioned the Russian bookstores, not the deli stores, that we can put the books in.
Good idea. Really great ideas. Fantastic. I think she could be our marketing director. Our organization is just growing like crazy.
Smart boxes is big.
Smart box is small. Not this big.
Oh, is that the
And then it has two sides. It has two sides, two little racks on this side, plexiglass, and the books fit in and it slots. And on each one, we put a little round label. It's a price tag. It says how much it is. We used to say donation, but we took the word donation off it, and we started doing much better. So we put the price of the book, like we put $2 for a perfection of yoga. And then people, they come, they take it, they put the money in the box. You just have to go collect it. Every place is different, and some of it depends on the mood of the store and the Hare Krishna welcome. The mood of the store and the enthusiasm of the storekeepers and things. But it works. It's nice. It's a nice way to keep conscious of book distribution. And if you put smart boxes in places that you shop anyway, it makes it much more exciting to go to the store. Because you're checking on your box and it makes a lot of sense logistically also. That you would put them in places that you frequent, because then you can attend to them regularly as a part of your, you know, shopping and things like that. So, a couple of I just want to hear a little bit more of how you're all feeling about this project in general of working together and developing a team. I'd like to help you develop this team because I see a lot of potential here. I felt it the first time we went on Sankirtan here in Los Angeles, and I was looking around, seeing all that there were a lot of Russian people in Los Angeles, and then because Gunita was so enthusiastic about Sankirtan, I brought it up to her, and we started talking about it, and ever since then, I've been feeling this urgency to start this program, so I just wanted to kind of get some feedback for you. From all of you, how you feel about working together to do this? Casually, gradually, incrementally.
I like it.
Okay, one, two. Okay. You like it? Like it?
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, everyone likes it. All right. So here's a few. I'm going to get really practical because time's going by, and here's some things we can do right away to develop a team identity. So someone should start a Google group. Who's good at that kind of thing?
Google.
You know on Google?
Google.
Anybody have Google? Gmail.com?
Yeah.
No, they have groups, as you well know, that you can form a group. And on that group, you can put the names of all your team members. And then you can communicate with each other. You got to get communication together because a team needs communication. So that's your free communication center to start with. Start a Google group. That's number one.
There are a few groups on Facebook.
Facebook is there too. Google may be less distracting, for one thing. But up to you. Google, you can streamline it so that it's just, you know, the message text coming out that you need for the... Facebook we can do also. That's another, that's a good idea. You should put that down. But to start the bare bones communication, I think, having one simple group to announce events and to share good ideas and things like that. What do you think? Okay, does anybody know their way around Google, knows how to start a group? Okay, then the second thing is, so that's one thing. And another thing is, someone tonight should gather the information of everyone who'd like to be part of it. And you can, you know, put your name on a list, like your email. And we'll have all those, and then somebody can send out an invitation to everybody on the list. So we just need a separate piece of paper and a pen, and maybe we can pass it around. And if you'd like to be on the group, just to find out what's going on and to participate, then you can put your name on the list. Is that okay? Okay. So we'll do that. That's practical and progressive. And good to have a name for your group, too.
Russian
Sankirtan Team. RST. Is that all right? Or team? What? Other suggestions? Quick and easy.
Give them some names of some of the other teams so they have an idea of.
Well, let's see. In Denver, Colorado, the name of their temple is New Bhadrik Ashram. So they called their team Team NBA. In San Jose, our temple is called ISD. It stands for ISKCON of Silicon Valley. And so our Sankirtan team is called Team ISV. So it's simple like that, just like in the Olympics, there's Team USA and so forth like that. Team USA. The idea is just to have like an identifying tag, and we usually use the acronym anyway. We always say Team ISV, Team NBA, and all the other teams around. It's just to have a handle, so you can identify yourselves, and when you start accounting for all the books that you're doing, and people want to know who you are, then you'll have your identity. Let's brainstorm for about a minute and a half. Somebody keep track. I'll keep track. Just throw out ideas, even wild ones, and we'll just pick a name. Give some crummy names that you don't like first.
I have two ideas.
Okay.
The first one, if we go to a special place where it's specific, you're talking about Russian community, my idea is we need to make kirtan or melody very close to Russian melody. It will be look like
We have Russian devotees at ISV. We do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anyway, write it down. That's a winner. Definitely a winner. She could be our musical director. So we have our secretary, marketing director, musical advisor.
She's dancer.
Oh, dancer. Okay. Well, anyway, you're a cultural attaché.
We have almost of us art. People of art. That's what probably.
This is a really good point.
Yes, that's why
I think that, you know, in New York we used to do these street plays that were fantastic. That they were professional actors. Right on in Times Square, we'd go down with about 50 devotees and we'd have chanting. And then we'd stop suddenly and the actors would come out on the street corner And they would start doing a skit. And New Yorkers loved this. They would gather around, like 200 people, and watch the play. And at the end, there would be some lesson. And they would, and someone would stand up and say, this means that you shouldn't waste your life just working for your body. You should also work for your higher self. Something like that. People, yay! So cultural things are very important. You can make your team very exciting by using all your talents. Like there's a way you can use dance and music, as you're saying, to be very effective and fun, to express yourself and use those talents in order to spread the Sankirtan movement. Excellent. Fantastic. I really like that. Second idea. Go ahead. Keep going.
Second idea. We need to participate most of the time, but it needs to know when it's coming. When the Russian events are coming, I get from my email, but I forgot what the date is. It will be Russian festival.
May
19th. Yeah, maybe it's a good idea to go there.
How did you know that?
I have a newsletter. So yeah. I mean,
you keep track.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be the festival. Mm-hmm. Director. Well, we need somebody that is that actually this is their service, that you search out all these festivals during the year and make a list of them. In Toronto, they're very successful at this. They have a couple who constantly are looking for festivals, and then they find out what they're like, what the admission is going to be for nonprofit groups and things like that, and then they book them. And we do huge at festivals. We do so many books at festivals, and we meet lots of nice people because it's a concentration. You don't have to go looking for them. They all come to you. And if you have a little investment in the presentation, you have a nice looking booth with a sign and some imaginative ways of attracting people's attention, it could be huge. Just huge. Great idea. Yes?
That's my idea. That's it. I'm talking about the distribution. Some of Russian story give people who come in and make some to buy something. They give as a free some gift.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a good idea if we have enough free food distribution? And to ask the owner, this is the story, please, everybody who come to you, we prepare for you any packed prasadam and give to everybody.
Yeah, because what she's talking about, like when you make a purchase, let's say over $25, they give you a gift, like a newspaper or chocolate or something.
Yeah.
So instead of this, or maybe plus this, so they get a part of prasadam. Cookie, whatever. Yeah,
definitely a good idea.
Great idea.
Yeah, that's
smart.
Yeah, prasadam distribution is very important, and you should experiment with different ideas for distributing prasadam.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah,
great. Okay, now what do you want to call your team? Everyone give an idea that they think is terrible. I'd like to hear five bad ideas. So suggest the worst idea you can think of.
It should be obvious that it's Krishna, or it should be...
No, just bad idea. Yeah, it doesn't have to be obvious. This is internal. It's just internal so we can make our Google group and have an acronym to identify ourselves. It'll stick. What is it?
Russian Krishna LA.
Russian Krishna LA.
Simple.
RKLA. RKLA.
RKLA.
RKLA. And thank you for dialing in today. RKLA. Wow. I think that she could be.
It sounds to be, it's like OKLA.
RKLA. I like that. Russian Christian
okay,
LA.
Okay.
You got a winner. Let's vote on it. For the sake of moving along. All those in favor of RKLA, naming yourself RKLA, raise your hand if you'd like to vote for RKLA. All those who vehemently object to being part of being called RKLA, raise your hand. Those who abstain. Okay, it passes. The team is called RKLA. That is Russian Krishna LA. Fantastic. Okay, we got a team. We also have some directors in various departments. I hope you're writing their names down. And also, I wasn't quite satisfied with the Google group thing because we need to actually have, say, when it will be done, like by tomorrow or by tonight, and have somebody who would volunteer to actually, you know, get it done by, say, Tuesday and get everybody's name in. Would anybody be willing to actually, it takes about 5 minutes to go in and start the thing that says RKLA, and then probably another 20 minutes to write in all the names of the members who want to join.
She has a second one. You are devoted to, she says.
You are devoted to. That's very imaginative. That's a strong contender.
You are DT.
Okay. We're going to revote. But I want you all to close your eyes. Completely close your eyes, and I want you to watch. I'm going to watch. And you raise your hand for one or the other. Okay, everyone close your eyes. Okay. What is it?
RDT? RKLA.
Okay, well, the first one's RKLA. Okay. And the second one is
RUDT.
You have to close your eyes. Come on.
URDT.
Okay, we'll just vote. We're voting to replace RKLA with RUDT. All those in favor of replacing, close your eyes. Okay, cover her eyes back there. There you go. Keep your head down. Raise your hand if you'd like to replace that RKLA with RUDT.
RKLA?
No, we're voting if you want to replace RKLA with RUDT. Raise your hand if you want to replace it. Okay, you can put all your hands down. I think there was a great deal of appreciation for it, but didn't pass. So we're moving on. It's RKLA. We're stuck with it. All right, so you've got... now we just need somebody to volunteer to make the Google group. This is where the rubber meets the road. An actual task has to be done by, say, next Wednesday, and the names entered in. Yes, we have a volunteer. Yes. You're volunteering?
Her son.
What's your son's name?
Vladimir.
He will be the head of technology, IT. Let's give Vlad a hand. He's our IT director. I can't wait to tell him that he got a position in RKLA. Fantastic. Okay, so he'll start the RKLA Google group and then add all the names. And that should be done by, what date do we have it done by? Let's nail down the time. Vlad is doing it and finish by Wednesday.
Каменное было бы темное место, могло бы прийти и ведь
ее. Он дома там уже.
Он дома сделает, да? Да,
как он слева закончится.
Я скажу, если...
Какому числу спрашивают примерно? Не закончил, да, ему нету.
Его нету сегодня, я скажу, ну, скажи, иди.
She doesn't know what exactly day he can be, because she needs to discuss it with him.
He's not here.
He's not here. He's not here.
Okay, can we call him?
Можете позвонить?
Give a call, just tell me he's been elected as the IT director for IPLA. And we'd like him to start a Google group by next Wednesday, if you could do that. And it, I think it'll only take him 5-10 minutes. Good. So that's good to get that down. It's time-bound and it's a solid thing. And now, there's a few other important items that we have to work on. One of them is... that I'm working on to help the RKLA is to get Russian books, because we have to figure out how to ship them over. And I had a conversation with Savas, who's the trustee for the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust here in North America, and he's contacting the devotees in Russia to see how many books or how much it's going to cost to ship the books over. So what can help from our end, from the RKLA's end, is to decide how many books we need. That may require a little bit of discussion, because you don't have, your organization's not going to have much to do for book distribution anyway until we have books, Russian books. And it's always better to get more up front. Because then it brings the price down for shipping and things like that. So that's something to consider. How many books to bring over and which books to bring. Yes?
You can start it from English book. Okay. To see how it works.
Okay.
But then we can order immediately a lot of books. If you are...
But we do have some Russian books.
Some. You have some?
Some. Yes, some.
Okay, all right. So it shouldn't be an impediment, but it should be something on the list, because we like to proliferate the Russian books. Do you have a sense that most of the Russians in America would read English also? What's the
not
percentage?
A lot of them, especially that kind of knowledge. It's okay. Hard to get an English even if you speak English.
Okay. So we do need the quantity at some point. Nicola, do you have a point?
I had a question. There is a
lottery
come to get books.
Oh, BBT will order them.
Oh, they'll order them first, okay.
Yeah, once we show our power from the RKLA, that we have a very strong organization here, and that it's well-formed, it's got a Google group, and it's and we're organized and ready to go out and do events and things like that, and then the BBT, they'll just order the books and they'll bring them here. And then we can take them away as we need them. But they should have a good idea about how many to order.
Also, what books exactly?
Yeah, which books do you want? That's the other point. You'll have to decide amongst yourselves. That's a good thing, too. For those of you who are experienced at Sankirtan, to sort of have an idea.
Small books, definitely.
Small books, for sure. Usually, having a mix is good, and with heavier weight towards the smaller and medium books, and then some big books also. And as you develop your program, you might want more big books, but it's good to start with smaller books. It's easier.
Mm-hmm. Right? But also, you know, because big book for Russian, for some Russian, it's okay. Most of them, they don't like
the... Don't like big stuff.
But
okay.
Still, we have to have a couple of things to think about with them.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. We'll put this down as an agenda item, that you all have to come together and decide what mix of books you want, because we are going to order Russian books. And then it will be really helpful if you've already discussed this together and you've decided that, you know, this is the ratio that you want. That will be helpful. Yes?
And also, from experience, if you're listening for Spanish books, they won't go to the form, like Karma book. Uh-huh. But Russian also supposed to be something.
Okay.
Something to the point, card or
Well,
not only, but just.
I think this is something you should set a time for, and maybe you can communicate about this over your Google group to decide which books, which titles you want. Do you have communication with the devotees in Russia? And actually, we can find out maybe through the BBT exactly what all the titles are, and I can send those to you. You should add me to the Google group, and I will get a PDF of all the titles they have in Russia, and send them and see what's available. Okay?
And we can start from English book and see what kind of English they like most of them, what names.
Okay.
Same book in Russia.
Okay, good. And how many Russian books do you have now?
It's hard to say. I can't remember what's left. It's been a while.
Do you have them in?
But most of them are big, like how to get the self-realization.
I have to say of Srimad Bhagavatam, but some people already bought it. I was thinking, I mean, in the future it's good to have a website, and because a lot of people who live like outside of California, they like to have the books. They will order over the mail.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Really good idea, because your organization doesn't have to be restricted by the boundary of Los Angeles either. Can reach out to others as well. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Very nice to meet you.
This is kind of expensive to ship to, like, if Savasta were going to order books, so it would be much easier than to ship to every state with like Russian communities. So you can order from the website.
Yeah, definitely. And that way you can increase your network also of Russian devotees who want to help with this project. So did you talk to your
So she wasn't able to talk to him. He's at work, but tomorrow she'll discuss with him.
Okay, great. All right.
He has an opportunity to come tomorrow, but tomorrow you'll be very busy. After what hour? After 7:30.
Yeah, tomorrow will be busy because we have the evening program tomorrow.
Yeah, it's okay.
But maybe in the evening. But it would be a quick conversation with him. It's pretty straightforward about starting. You all understand what I'm talking about, so you can just tell him. He doesn't have to meet me necessarily. Just tell him what the task is. Do we get the names already? Let's pass that around. Let's get the emails of everyone who wants to join. And this is an important first step. We have a name of the team, and then we also have a Google group so we can communicate. And then I think it's a good idea to set a date for having. Have you all gone out together for Sankirtan as a team? Would you like to? Yeah?
Together.
All together, right?
Yeah.
What I suggest is that we set a date, something for you to shoot for in the next couple of months that you can work towards so that you have your first what we call monthly Sankirtan festival. This is called the MSF. And the MSF means that you would have a date that you say, say you find an event. Our event director, looks out and finds an event and says, this would be good. By the way, as far as events go, just from experience, when there's no alcohol, it's better. The more alcohol there is, the interest goes down in relationship to the quantity of alcohol. Because people become influenced by lower modes of nature, and they're not interested in spiritual knowledge anymore when they drink. So anyway, I suggest you pick a time, a date, when you could
start building towards your first monthly Sankirtan festival where you could all go out together and do a simple thing. Just see what it's like to come together and organize the transportation so that you can all go out and that you meet at the place and you have some chanting. So you have to have your kirtan party together, a couple instruments, and then you have some book distribution, either from a table or from just distributing books in that area, and then and books, prasadam, and chanting, and maybe a few hours. And it depends if it's an event, and the event goes all day long. You could do longer, and you could feature some prasadam. And you can innovate other things too. But if you have a time, a date set for when you'll do your next monthly Sankirtan festival to start to inaugurate the program, then the wheels will start turning and you'll start working towards it to develop it. Now I'd like to have your feedback and see what you think so far about that idea.
I think that somebody with this experience to go with us. I mean, we can go for sure. But
how many of you have experience of going out to distribute books?
Mm-hmm.
One, two.
Gunita.
And Gunita. I think you have some good experience,
yes,
devotees here.
Sure.
And the other thing is that if you keep it really simple and fun, you don't have to worry about performing or, as far as book distribution goes. Chanting's easy. If you get together, make sure that you have a couple of people who know how to keep rhythm and they can play drum and maybe a harmonist. You can bring somebody along, recruit somebody if you don't have somebody in your group, which I'd be surprised because I find Russians to be phenomenal musicians. That so you just put together a little group and go out and chant, and prasadam's easy, right? Yeah, distribute prasadam and then do a little book distribution. That's it. It's a real simple thing. The main thing is to set the time to work towards it, keep the bar really low. How low? So low that everyone looks at it and goes, I could do that. That's so easy. Why don't you raise the bar? You say, nope, keeping it on the ground. Really small and easy. And do something simple. And even doesn't even have to be an event. You could just go somewhere, even like in a Russian area, and just have, a kirtan and a little table with a book table and give out some prasadam from it. Keep it really simple and easy. And you can do that. It's really easy and fun. I mean, people walk by and they'll hear the chanting, they'll see the books. Some people come over, they want to buy them. Other people you can talk to and give them prasadam and things like that. And then you'll start getting all kinds of ideas. Because when you go out and do it and you make mistakes and you see where all the gaps are, first of all, you'll have a lot of fun. And second of all, you'll see where there's room for improvement. And you'll be able to then get together in a group like this and just say, here's the, seven improvements we want, or five or three improvements we want to make for the next time. We need a sign. You'll say something like that. Let's get a sign. And then you'll have your art director. Who is our art director? Artistic attaché?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe that was you. That would say, find a design person and make sure that you get a nice design for a sign.
I'm not a designer.
No, you find somebody. Yeah.
He is.
There.
He is,
okay, he's our director of design and art and design. Give him a hand. Welcome. Good. And please write these designations down. Make sure that they're on page. And, like that. Then you look in and see, how can we make it better next time? Next time we want a little package for the prasadam and we'll have a label on it that says, RKLA on it, and has our, it has your website address or something, or has a way they can get in contact with you and stuff like that. And then you're off and running. Then you can innovate and do all kinds of things that you want. You can keep it really simple, but add little improvements to the things you have already. And it's fun and easy. You'll have just a wonderful time doing it. So my proposal is to end the meeting tonight. We've made some progress. We've identified ourselves as a group. We've assigned a few directorships. And we've also, and if we can get away from here with also ratifying a target date that we'll do our first MSF, where we'll all go out together, and you know you can have an outing where you go out and do something simple for a few hours, just to get started for the RKLA. Yes. Thank you. Okay. What do you think? Can we do it?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Because
yeah, I've been thinking about this for a long time. This is an idea whose time has come. You have so much talent in the Russian community. And I've noticed that, you know, Russians come together and they form solid groups. So this will be very successful. I guarantee you. Guarantee you. For your money back. Okay, so what about a date? Right now, the date is April 14th? April 13th. So, I mean, just playing around with dates, April 13th and May comes after April. You know, you got April, May, June. Somewhere in that period between, you know, mid-May or mid-June, I would pick a time when it seems like there's not a lot of other things happening, where you could, you know, you could coordinate a thing where most of you could go out and just inaugurate your organization by actually going out somewhere in public and doing something. Simple, really simple. Can we nail down a time or a date?
Should
yes.
be on the weekend.
Should be a weekend, because then you'll have time.
Because there's a
four
program and come to the temple in the Russian.
When's the Russian program?
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday?
Pretty much every Saturday.
What time?
Usually at this time, 4:30.
4:30. So you could go out before the Russian program. That would be fantastic. Because what will happen is, how many other devotees come to the Russian program?
Sometimes 12, sometimes less, sometimes more.
You can even bring people, right? From this, that you meet.
Yeah.
Grab them and bring them along. That's one thing. And the other thing is the other devotees that come to the Russian program that might not be part of your Sankirtan team, the RKLA, you'll have so much enthusiasm when you come, you can tell about what happened. Mm-hmm. And say, you know, this we go out once a month. And if you'd like to join us the next time, it was a lot of fun, and this is what happened. So it would be a Saturday, maybe?
June 15th.
Which one?
June 15th, Saturday.
June 15th, okay. Anybody have any major objections right off the top of their head for that? June 15th?
So what, you wait in 2 months, you wait in one often?
You're waiting 2 months? Okay, so there's one major objection.
I mean, what for are you waiting? Like 2 months?
Yeah, why wait 2 months? Why not wait 1 month?
I can make easy to take just some Vrindavan Karatalos and what the groups goes to Harinam, to Hollywood. And we see everywhere.
Okay, so the proposal is that just maybe like you do it next month. Like start...
next month, so many events.
Too many events next month.
Yeah, Father's Festival.
It's only 3 days. Yeah, 2 months, and 22 months. Just go to Harina with Russian group and come back.
I think it's a very good idea to take another Chaitanya. He's a Russian devotee. He's coming, in May. He's coming in May, for 2 weeks. It will be very good to take him with us first time, because he is in Shukran, he is in Macharya.
May 13th until May 25th.
It could be a really quick event. In other words, what we're doing, remember, is keeping the bar so low that we don't have big expectations. It could be a simple thing to go out together for a couple hours. You just got to get out there and see what the logistics are to get one out. It'll take some planning because, as I said, and I'll repeat it over and over again, troop movement is the hardest thing. Once you're out there, it's easy and it's blissful and you don't want to come home. But moving everyone out of their regular cycle and into the cars and out to the place and finding where to park and get on the street and actually do the thing, that's where the planning takes place. But it won't be that difficult because you could keep it really simple. Yes?
It's also
okay. Okay, we got about 7 more minutes before I have to go. I have to leave at 10 after. So let's nail this down, okay? So I'm not sure how you're all feeling about the one-month, two-month issue. So how do you feel about moving into May and doing a really simple start in May?
Nice. I think it's...
Okay, 1, 2. How's everyone else feel? You have to express yourself.
The only concern that in May is going to be too many things coming together and it's going to be difficult to schedule. But we still can put the date.
It is one of the big obstacles that in ISKCON there are so many different programs happening all the time. Mm-hmm. And you have to be careful about overlap. Because it drains some of the enthusiasm from your program. You should have a unique date that isn't compromised by other things going on. And you should plan it enough ahead of time so that you have momentum for it, and you also are able to keep it separate from all the other kinds of programs that are happening. So if indeed May is a time when you really feel concerned about what is it, any new information?
This also date like May 18th or May 19th. Chaitanya is ready here. On who is this ideas?
Can we just focus on one conversation at a time? Just to finish this up.
Yes, I've just received from Prabhu from New York who was involved in the organization of another Chaitanya Prabhu on his coming. And he asking me exactly the time when he's coming for him, and he will plan in something during the time when he's coming. And in his mind was planning to go to San Laguna Beach Temple to make program, and usually stay Saturday or Sunday, but the time when he coming here, it's a lot of events in his mind, which was coming last time when he was here. And right now, I don't have any idea what's in his mind, what is his plan. But I don't want to involve him in this program because we need to do our program.
Yeah, yeah.
And exactly the time, it's a good idea to go to May 19th to Russian festival, but exactly this time, it's a lot of event coming.
Okay.
I don't know. Right now,
I agree with you
idea.
Because okay, go ahead.
I was thinking we can set the date June 18th. But when another Chaitanya will be here, maybe we just spontaneously just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
But the set date is going to be June
15th.
That's a good compromise. June what?
15th.
Okay, set the date, June 15th. Mm-hmm.
We have to check if
RKLA is going right down your resolution. RKLA will have its first official MSF on June 15th, Saturday, June 15th. And you all have to plan for this over this time to make sure it happens. And when Ananda Chaitanya Prabhu comes here if he doesn't have a bunch of other stuff to do, and you can convince him to go out.
Yeah, but you keep in mind this is day 19.
Yeah, he may not. I mean, he may have other ideas in mind when he gets here.
Yeah.
It's like you want to come out, and I was like, no, I already promised this and that and the other thing, yeah. So it's no guarantee. But the other one's guaranteed. It's set in time and date, and you can use that time, to experiment, do other things when another Chaitanya comes here. But you should be fully ready for the other one. That means transportation, have book boxes together, all the things. You should have at least a couple planning meetings so that you can make the first outing really nice. Don't worry about any result. Just see that getting out there works really well, that everything's planned well, and that it's easy to get out, and there was as little confusion in where to go, how to get there, and that kind of thing. And then it'll be successful. And then from there, you can start planning other through the year and say, and look at July, August, September, just once a month, a simple program, and hooking in, you'll start to see when's the best time for you to go out, where are the best places you can experiment. Okay, so I've got 2 minutes. Let's summarize what we, tell us what we won.
So 15th
June.
What time, where?
What time and where?
Here?
Yeah. Time to be announced on the Google group. We nailed down the date. The details have to come through your communication system.
Couple hours, if you're going to Hollywood, it's not enough,
right? Maybe a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cars?
Now, I recommend that if you get a place where you can set up a book table and you get a nice book rack. We use these professional book racks up in at our temple. It displays the books, and then you can have chanting right next to it. If you can organize that through finding out what's legal, what's the permit, that's really nice. Because then devotees feel really at home. They feel like they really have a professional thing going on. And you can do prasadam, books, and harinam, a little simple thing. And you can also, if you want, you can stop and do a street drama or even a dance or something like that. You can get a permit for these things. We do it all the time in New York and other places. I'm sure LA you could arrange to do something like that. And some places you might not even need it. Details later. Okay, can we have a summary? Summary of what we've gone over tonight so far. Just tell us the notes. And then we'll adjourn the meeting with a brand new organization that will spread all over Los Angeles, all over America, and around the world. Okay, go. Tell us what we got.
Okay. Name of the group, Russian Krishna Way, RKLA. And the following idea, stable at the Bummer Park every Saturday and Sunday. Books in Russian bookstores, small parks in Russian dental stores and bookstores. Google group to announce events to share ideas, Facebook, informative of the list to have it, cultural attaché, my remember, Russian events, Svetlana, IT director, his mom, I mean his son,
mom.
But sudden distribution as a gift of the stores. We have to think and decide how many books we need, what kind of books, what titles. I mean, good idea to have a website. So Padre's marketing director. Okay, and set date for first Sankirtana at June 15th. And from there, details will come on the Google. And after, we're going to plan once a month. And also, if another Chaitanya, Benavana Shri, is going to be here, and it's going to be...
good if you have some, to be ready for him, to have it, a few other things, like, really tight, and momentum from what we've developed today, so that, you really feel like the organizations pulling together, building this.
Because you want to have a Moscow art.
You can't, okay. She'll put our email on it too. I'm going to be on the list so I can let you know the progress I'm making with the Russian books and just sort of look in and consult and help whenever I can. Yes? Okay, one second. She's got a question and then we'll next one. Go ahead.
She asked me, is it a good idea if your son comes in tomorrow after program when it's finished and small conversation? Small conversation.
About how to do the Google group?
No, about your idea, because it's very good. It's a very, it's going to be a good idea to exactly to explain the people who will work in under that and your idea, what you're thinking about that.
You mean for his work as in doing a Google group or something like that? I don't think I'll have time tomorrow night because the initiation is going to go from 5 to 6:30. It could be pretty tight, and I got other people to talk to. I can see. I can't guarantee it, though. We'll have to do it through our communication system, I think. It won't be too hard for me to, you know, to talk about it and encourage him. What was the other point? Was there another thing?
And I was asking him if he can do Google group because he's very good with the computer.
I don't know what's the Google group.
We don't want to take the service right after we get. Yeah. Could be. Well, anyway, we'll see. Okay, so we've. This is an historic event right here in Los Angeles. We've formed the
RKLA,
and we have a date for the first NSF for the RKLA, and we have the underpinnings of a good infrastructure to start with communications, and we have a fantastic group, and let's give the RKLA a standing ovation. Successful program, I guarantee it. Krishna will bless this thing, and it's showing mercy to the all the Russian people here in Los Angeles. Give them an opportunity. That's what they're here for. To give them the holy names, prasadam, and books. And later on, we can start developing a really simple mission statement, which is more like a mantra that we can say. The RKLA stands for that. But there's lots of more work to do. But this is the basic thing, and we're off and going, okay? Mm-hmm. All right. And just put your hands in.
Yeah.
Okay, we go up on three, and it's Rama on three. Oh, somebody get a picture, too. This is historic.
Oh, okay.
One, two, three.
Rama!
Okay, we're off and going. Hare Krishna.